we're glad to be sharing the ministry of Redemption Church with you. Now join us as we receive the Word of God.
Welcome to Redemption Church. Welcome. Welcome to Redemption Church. And welcome to the year 2016. You made it. My name is Chris Fluitt. I'm the lead pastor here at Redemption Church. I'm really pumped. I'm really excited to be with you today. We got some really cool friends from Waco. We got some cool friends from Smithville. Jeff's parents. I love that. Let's give them a hand. I'm so glad y'all are here. If you don't know where Smithville is, you don't know where the most happening place in Texas is. Amen. I got an amen. It's good. All right. Count. That was the first amen of 2016. All right. That's a new thing. We're keeping an amen counter. We spent all our budget on it. All right. Just kidding. That's all of those are jokes. We're going to be talking a brand new sermon series. I'm really excited. It's going to go over the next 5 weeks. And it is called The Lego Church. Welcome to Lego Church, everybody. You probably know what Legos are, don't you? I probably really don't have to explain. It's kind of inescapable, this little interlocking block. You absolutely know about it. It's impossible to not notice the Lego movie and the Lego video games. There are Lego video games. You didn't know that? They're really cool. There are Lego comic cartoons. Absolutely. If you go on Netflix right now, it's all Lego, all of it. There's like tons of Lego stuff everywhere you go. There's unbelievable amounts of sets. There are Lego stores devoted entirely to Lego. They've got all kinds of different Legos. They've got, I can't name them all, but well, I know we have Lego Duplo. You know what Lego Duplo is? By the way, there's a Lego Duplo app. I know because it always appears on my, I keep deleting it from my phone and one of my kids keeps getting it and we're going to play Lego Duplo on your phone, Daddy. Lego Duplos are bigger than normal Legos, so little babies don't choke on them. But Legos, just for the sake of information, Legos are these small plastic interlocking blocks. You probably have purchased a Lego at some point in your life, right? You probably purchased a Lego set at some point in your life. You've probably stepped barefoot on a Lego at some point in your life. Recently, I saw on the internet, Lego has started selling slippers for you to put on. It's true. It's on the internet. Legos are more than just blocks. Legos are more than just blocks. Legos are way better than blocks. Who played with blocks growing up as a kid? Absolutely, me too. It's really interesting because I had some blocks here earlier and some Lego Duplos laid out here. And we had some kids come in and they first saw the blocks and they went, oh, can we play with these? And then they saw the Legos and they were just running over to the Legos. My 5-year-old, my 2-year-old will tell you very surely, Legos are better than blocks. And the church said, amen. Amen. All right. Both blocks and Legos can build, right? I mean, you can build something out of blocks, you can build something out of Legos, but the amount you can create with Legos is just way better, way better. Here's why. Legos connect and blocks stack. Legos connect and blocks stack. And if you will let me today, I've got just some things to show you and teach you about your life from a simple children's toy. Is that okay? Can I go on? Are you ready? Blocks can stack, but Legos do more than stack. Legos connect. I want to tell you this year that you want to build something. Every year you come to this beginning of the new year and you say, there's something I want to do different. I want to build something different in my life. You said, I want to build my family up this year. You said, I want to build up my health this year. You said, I want to build up my finances this year. You said, I want to build up just a time to have fun and not freak out this year. I want to build up my life, maybe from the inside out, maybe my character and my morality, maybe my discipline. Maybe you feel that and you're just really hit with it. What about your spirituality also? You should build up your spirituality. You should grow up in Christ, be built up in your most holy faith. As a church, I can tell you, we want to build this year. Redemption Church, am I telling the truth? Every year, we feel this drive to build. Here's why. You are built to build. There's something in you. It's just by no just happenstance. You are actually built inside you. Your DNA knows that you want a better life. And you want to do better things. The Bible says a thing or two about building. Let's look at it. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Christ. Awesome scripture. It's our memory verse this month. The Creator has design plans for you. He's the ultimate builder, right? The Creator is. And He has design plans, not just for the universe, but He has design plans for you, to build you into something greater. I want you to look at this verse one more time. Who is the living stones? Who is the building material here? You are God's building material. God's plans involve you. He wants to build using you. Now, some of you might say, that is a bad idea, because I don't hold together very well. But the Lord, who are we to argue with the master builder, right? Amen, amen. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 and 12. It was He who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers. Real quick, Redemption Church, what is this known as? The fivefold ministry. Oh, that just does my heart very good. Verse 12, to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be, say it, built up. All right, so this God, who is the master builder, He's built everything. He has designs for you. He wants to use you to build, but that's not all. He has put people in your life to help build with you and to build you up. That's what this verse is. Let me tell you, when you come to church, you ought to leave with some hope. You ought to leave feeling built up. There is something wrong if you go to church and you feel like lousy and you feel like you can't do anything. Something's wrong. Something's wrong if that's the case, because the fivefold ministry is supposed to build you up, to prepare you for works of service. You should leave church like wanting to roll up your sleeves and say, let me get to work. I got some building to do. Do you ever feel that way when you leave church? I pray you do. I do. I feel it right now. I want to get to work. The Creator, He not only has placed a design for you, He has placed people around you to help you build. How many know that's true? Maybe somebody came to your mind. Maybe you had a grandmother. Man, she laid a foundation in your life. Maybe you have friends that, man, they look you right in the eye and they tell you, bro, you're being stupid. Like, they just tell you just like that. That is valuable. I think that's the sixfold ministry. The guy that just slaps you silly and says, wake up. Right? I want to tell you that you are built to build. He's created you that way, but He's also created you in another way. You need to connect. He's created a need in you not only to build, but to connect. At my house, we have a bucket like this. Probably you grew up with a bucket kind of like this, and it was just full of Legos. and you maybe started with a set, but then you added a new set, and it just slowly, you just amass. I think Legos multiply when you aren't looking. And so you've just got this huge, big bucket. And of course, you always need that one piece you can't find, right? And I know it's in here somewhere. Preach, I'm preaching, right? Yeah, there's, where is that piece, all right? You'll find it. Just take your shoes off. That's it every time. You have this box, a box or a bucket, and when you wanted to play with your Legos, here is what you never did. You said, "Okay, let me get my Lego out and build with it. I'm playing with my Lego. You want to play Lego with me? Here." It would be the worst Christmas gift ever. Here's one Lego. Yeah, just step on it over and over. It's so much fun. You don't play with Lego. You play with Legos. Right? You don't do this. God has put inside of us a need to connect. And when it comes to these blocks, we understand that you need more than one block to build. We understand that you aren't getting very far. You aren't going to build Barbie's dream castle with just one Lego. You need more. And so you can say that, but guess what? In your life and in my life, time and time again, we just don't get it. Because we have tried to just be by ourselves and build our life. To not have anybody in on the discussion, just us, we're going to do it. So you are fighting, you're acting on one instinct that God has put in you to build, but you're not acting on the other instinct to connect with other people, and you're denying that, and people put up all kinds of walls to make sure people don't come inside their life. And that doesn't make any sense, my friends. That's like playing with Lego. You can't build anything with one Lego. So, you have this dream to build your life, right? It's put there by God. Maybe you have a dream. Let's just say some of these. Maybe to start a business. Like, just not work for somebody, but like it's in your mind to, I've got this idea, I've got an invention, I've got a book I want to write, I've got some art I want to do. Maybe you have this dream to change your habits, to stop feeling lousy about yourself physically and emotionally, to do something big with your gifts and abilities, right? Gosh, I should do something with that talent. I really enjoy doing that. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you're at your day job, but you keep thinking about what you really want to do. That's God calling you to do those things. But here's the deal. You don't tell anybody about it. You ever have an idea or a dream, but you didn't tell someone about it? You ever say, okay, this is the year, Fluid. You're going to change your eating habits. You're going to do better. But you didn't tell someone about it. How about this one? You had some fear, you had some hurt, you had maybe depression or something, and you didn't tell anyone about it. You just tried to handle it on your own. That's like trying to build this year and what you want to do with this one solitary Lego. You were not created to build your life like that. Now you might say, oh, Pastor, I get what you're saying, but that's not me. You don't get it, man. I'm around people all the time. There's people all the time. I'm not just one Lego. There are people around me. But I would tell you this, and I'm pretty sure you would agree with me, that you can be around people but not connect. I'll say it again. You can be around people but not connect. And you were created, you were built to build, and you also were created to connect. So we're going to talk about it. Legos connect, but blocks stack. I want to talk to you about blocks for just a moment. We got some blocks over here. Let me just get my best artisanship out for you. Oh, it's getting nice. Thank you. Thank you. That's good. Oh, we'll put a little bit off center because we're artistic like that. Look at that beautiful church, right? Oh, look out, roof. All right, so we've got blocks. Blocks can be surrounded by other blocks, but do they connect? No, there's a party game involved on that very principle. What's that game called? Jenga. You just come over there, you poke that one little piece of block out, because although it's surrounded by other blocks, it's not connected. And it will slide right out, and it'll be like, what was that block even there for? It wasn't doing anything. It wasn't a part of the structure, right? We're talking about connection here, and how there can be, you could be surrounded by people, but you are never connecting. Blocks stack. They don't connect. They don't add strength or stability to what you're building. They're just kind of near each other. That's what blocks do. I wanted to give you some examples of this. People go to nightclubs and they're surrounded by all kinds of people, but they feel all alone. Oh yeah, that's a real deal. People have one night stands, but you know what they're really doing? They're just stacking up. I like that. See, I didn't say shacking up. Thank you, Teresa. She's the one person. Stone quiet, especially this side of the church. You have these one-night stands, but you're just next to somebody. There's no connection. People at your work, right? Oh, but I know their names. I know some random facts about them. I know that their favorite team is the Washington Redskins, and I'm planning to slash their tires. By the way, aren't you thankful that the Cowboys season has finally met an end? Thank you, Lord. He'll never put more on you than you can bear. And I'm just kidding. Far too often, someone from your work leaves, don't they? And you're like, oh my gosh, how are we going to go on without them? But you know what? You go on without them. They slide right out of there just like a Jenga block. And nothing changes. Nothing changes. And you know what that is? That wasn't a connection. That was just somebody that was in the cubicle next to you. That was just somebody that you were near. You were never connected. You were just stacked near each other. You can be in your home with your family and not connect. In fact, this is one of the huge problems that we have in our society, that we are all around each other, but we're not connecting. We're staring at our phones. We're near each other, but we're just stacked. Oh, but you don't get it. No, I wished someone a happy birthday on my phone. Come on. Okay, your connections on your social media connections aren't really connections. They aren't. Don't amen so loudly, church. All right. Let's talk about church. Because you can come to church and not connect. You can come to church every Sunday. You can stack right in to church. Can I tell you that churches have gotten really good at stacking in people? In fact, there are churches out there, they literally think this way. This is how they think. They think, all right, we want to get as many people into our services as possible. So we want to hit a large demographic, and we want just a really easy to hear message and sermon. We want it to be bite-sized so they can come in. And so let's just get more and more and more people. So they're thinking about the more and more people rather than what they are connecting them to. And so let's get them in here. Let's have multiple services. Let's just stack as many people as we can. You tell people to greet each other, they turn around, they have no idea who anyone is. There's no connection there. They are packed to the gills, stacked in that place, but there's no connection. And sure enough, somebody gets poked out of church. Someone gets poked out like that Jenga block, and no one even notices. That's not the way. Let me tell you, Redemption Church, this should be a connecting place. This shouldn't be a place where you just sit beside someone and don't have a connection with them, that you don't have a care for them, that you don't have a building relationship with them. That's what the church should be. That's what your home should be. That's how you should be on your job. When you come into contact with people, you have been called to build and you've been called to connect. You shouldn't be just living like a blockhead zombie going around not connecting. I want to tell you what the first century church looked like. Redemption, I want to remind you that we want to be a first century church that is connecting to a 21st century world. Here's what it looks like. In Acts chapter 2, they went from how many believers? 120. More than 12. You had 12 disciples, but you had 120 believers gathered together in the upper room. And by the end of one day, how many believers were there? 3,000. All right? So in this way, this is actually the first mega church. You want to know how to design a mega church, you look in Acts chapter 2. Right there. That'll preach a little bit. I want to tell you that this first mega church of all time, 3,000 people strong, did not just stack people in there. They looked them in the face and they preached them a message about Jesus that convicted them so badly that they said, what can we do? What can we do right now? No, right now, not tomorrow, not a 5-week Bible study. Right now, today, what can we do? That's not stacking. That's not a block. Something connected in them. It said that they were pierced in their heart. That something happened connected to their hearts that said, okay, you tell me, preacher. You tell me, Peter. Tell me what to do. They connected. This church connected. 3,000 people didn't just come into the church. They connected with Jesus Christ. They were built together right then and there, just like Jesus said. Because he said, upon this rock I will build my church. They connected with God. I want to tell you what this looks like here. God accepted their strengths and their weaknesses. He accepted what you're good at and what you're bad at. What you're really skilled at and what you probably should never do in public. He took all of that. And the people, they didn't just stand there either. Because the people accepted something from God. They accepted His Spirit. They received His Spirit into their life. What is that? That's a connection. That's a connection right there. It is always easier to stack than to build. It's always easier just to hang out with people. It's always easier. Because connection, I mean, it gets a little messy. We have to put up with what they aren't good at. You have to put up with all kinds of things. But here's the deal. You've got to know this. Stacking does not build anything. But it can fool you into thinking that you're building something. You might look at your number of Twitter followers, your number of Facebook friends, and go, man, I'm really popular. I hate to tell you, please. I can't tell you over the microphone. Come to me later. I'll tell you the truth. All right. That's not how it is, right? That's just stacked up things. And you might say, oh, I've got all these dollar bills, yo, stacked up in my bank account. Now I'm successful and people will like me. No, no, no. That's not it at all. There's no real connection there. Let me just tell you, as I move on, you were built to build and you were built to connect. But what do we mean by connect? What do we mean by that? And that is the secret of the Lego. Here's the answer. What do I mean by connect? I'm going to answer it in one simple word. Acceptance. Acceptance. And acceptance is kind of a weird word in this day and age. You might actually kind of fight against that word a little bit. Acceptance. But what if they're wrong? Should I accept that? You're telling me that I should say they're okay if they're not okay? No, that's not the acceptance we're talking about. Here, let me explain. Connection and acceptance. This Lego right here accepts the interlocking pieces. This Lego right here. And these Legos accept each other. And it is through that that they interlock. Blocks, they don't do that. There is no way that they can accept each other. They can't occupy the same space. They can't share any qualities together. There's nothing there. Just gravity puts one on top of the other, and it's held there by gravity. That's all you get there. But we're talking about connection. We're talking about acceptance. When you connect your strengths and your wisdom, your gifts, your personality, your story, even your awkward humor, Scott, you accept, you offer your weaknesses even. You can offer some stories, but I'm also saying you offer some stories that are messed up, like don't do what I did kind of stories. Don't make that mistake, all right? You offer those things, and when they are accepted, that, my friends, is connection. Both the good and the bad. And let me tell you, every person has good and bad. I believe that with all my heart. Likewise, who they are is accepted by you. It's not a one-way street. But you now have integrated your life together. That is connection. You need this kind of connection in 2016. You need people that accept you for who you are. Not that you have to put games on and try to be someone that they think you are. No, that you are actually who you are. That you are actually the person that's struggling. That you can be that person. And that they accept you. They don't chase you out of their life. They don't say, I'm going to stack somewhere else. But they accept you. My friends, that is what connection is. And it is very rare in the world that we're living in. You need that kind of acceptance, that kind of a connection in the year 2016. I want to tell you that, you know, Adam was created for connection. He was created for community. So God made Eve. And these two people became one. Those two built one life together. That was connection. So we've talked about the first century church, how they grew from 120 to 3,000. But I want to, how they connected with God. But I want to also tell you this, they didn't just connect with God. They connected with each other. The 3,000 that were saved in Acts chapter 2, they connected with each other. Let's read it in Acts chapter 2, verse 42 through 44. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together. They were connected, and they had everything in common. They connected with their surrounding community. So that's Acts chapter 6. In Acts chapter 2, this happens. Now look at Acts chapter 6, because this is amazing. In Acts chapter 6, they are taking a stand against racism. Racism was the status quo of that society. Racism, in some ways, still is in the world. But in Acts chapter 6, these connected people take a stand against racism, and they do something radical. They start feeding and taking care of the disenfranchised people in their city and in their community. That's what the church ought to look like, friends. That's not stacked people. That's connected people. They looked at a society with nothing to offer but hurts, nothing to offer but cultural differences, and they said, bring it on. We'll connect with you. Redemption Church, can we be that kind of church? Do you want to be that kind of Christian? Is that who you want to be? When we connect, What you are trying to build is strengthened, and what I'm trying to build is strengthened. That's connection, and everybody's better off for it. You need this kind of connection this year. They connected with everyone around them. This is a powerful picture of the church. It's a powerful picture of connection. The world is full of blockheads. But you're called to be a Lego. You're called to be different. Legos are kind of peculiar, and you were called to be a peculiar people. God uses people to build. You believe that? Okay, I believe you. You believe that. Now, do you believe this? God wants to use you to build. That's something you need to believe. You need to receive that. You need to see that right there. I really love this over here. If you've noticed, this is our little Lego church over here. It's built by none other than the very cool and awesome Rob Cortez. Let's give that dude a hand. If you look right here, one of my favorite things about it is the preacher right here has scars and looks really cool. Thanks for not getting like a nerd up there preaching. I'm just going to believe that that's me right there. Scars because he's so brave and fought a lot of people. What you need to know is, can I tell you what you need to know? Yeah. The future you want to build requires connection. Right. You can't do it by yourself. It's not God's plan for you to do it by yourself. You can't just say, well, I don't need God. I'm going to build this thing myself. You can't just say to your wife and kids, no, I don't need their help. I'm going to build this myself. You can't look at the people around you that are trying to care for you and say, no, I don't need that. I'm going to do this myself. If you're trying to do that, you got to stop. You need to trust someone enough to show them the good and the bad in you and let them connect with you. Let them give you the gift that is connection, the gift of acceptance. And let me tell you, part of that acceptance is sometimes they look you right in the face and they tell you that you're wrong. Sometimes they give you the hard answer. You know the answer that comes up sometimes in your head? It's right there and you're like, oh, maybe we could take a few minutes to make this nicer. No, you need somebody that connects with you, that looks you right in the eye and says, no, you need to hear this. You need to see this about yourself. I accept all these things about you, but this about you, this is something you need to see. That's a part of connection too. So that's what you need to know. The future you want to build requires connection, but here's what you need to do. You need to look at your life, and you need to be dead honest. Here's the question. Are you building the life you really want? The very idea that we keep coming up on New Year's resolutions and we come up with new things that we need to try, new things that we want to do. We failed at every other diet. We're going to try this one. And we failed at all these other schemes to get rich. We're going to try this one. And you know, I've read all those books. They didn't work. I'll read this other book. All the churches I've gone to didn't work, so I'll either give up on church or go to a new church. All these things. The fact that you keep coming up on this, you can look at the peripheral things around you, or you can look at yourself and you can ask that very important question. Are you actually building the life you want to build? Are you actually building the life that the creator of the universe has put inside of you to build? And are you connected? Are you looking around you and finding those people to connect with? It's amazing. Connection really isn't that hard. Some people have a harder time than others, but when you are connected to Jesus, he connects through you to other people. Just the other day, I was on the dart with my kids. I was on the dart with three small children. I'm an insane person. looking at an insane person. We were just having an adventure, having a really good time, trying to make sure my kids didn't run out of the train as the doors closed. That's my biggest fear. But there was this gentleman right here. I noticed, I said hi to him. Then I had to get off the train. But on my train ride back, I saw that very same guy. And our eyes met. And I said, well, dude, this doesn't happen in Dallas. This doesn't happen in Dallas. You don't run into someone and then run into that same person in this crazy mass transit world of Dallas Metroplex. It was very evident to me. You're supposed to connect with this guy. And I don't know when you have to get off or he has to get off of this next train. But there is somebody right here in this car you need to connect with. So I just said, hey, man, what's your story? It didn't matter what he said. I was there to accept it. Take it in. Didn't matter what he was skilled at, what he wasn't skilled at. I was there in that moment to take whatever he had to accept it. Isn't that what Jesus has done for you? That's what he still does for you. I just shared a little bit with that guy. I found a way to turn that whole conversation towards the Lord. And there was this other guy at the other end of the train. He's like, yo, man, what church you go to? As I was trying to leave out, I'm like, Redemption Church, let me give you a card. Please, kids, stay with me. You know that we do three things every time we come to Redemption Church. We talk about those things every time, right? Help me with them. Everybody worships, everybody receives the Word of God, and everybody talks to God. We're going to do that in 1 second. But after we talk to God every week, we tell you about three things that we do when we leave. And it's something we're supposed to do. It's actually something not that we're asking you to do. It is something that the Lord Jesus Christ is asking you to do. What are those three things? Someone help me. Number one, connect with God. Number two, connect with other believers, the people beside you. And what's number three? Connect other people to the love of Jesus. Are you building that kind of life? Are you connecting with those people? I want to tell you that when you came to Jesus, he said, I will connect with you. Let's look at our memory verse one more time. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. As you come to him, who's him? It's Jesus. The living stone. What is he? He was the living stone. He was rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him. What was he? He was a building material. What's the very next verse? Verse 5. You also, just like Jesus, it's saying, just like Jesus, you also are living stones. And Jesus came along, and for the first time, I don't care who you are. I don't care if no one has ever loved you before. I don't care if you had no one ever to connect with. You now have someone to connect with. It is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why he's come to earth. And you constantly need to be connecting with him, giving him the best of you, giving him the worst of you. He will take it all. And you need to receive the best from him. That's what's so wonderful about this connection. There is no worst of him. It is all the best of him. You connect with him and he takes your sickness and he gives you healing. He takes your ashes and he gives you beauty. He takes your sorrow and he gives you a worship and a praise and a joy. That's what he gives you. Does anybody know this Jesus? Are you just stacking close to Jesus today? Did you just come to his house just to kind of stack near him? Just like, okay, I'll just be in the room a little bit. They'll sing songs. I'll hear a praise song. I'll hear a sermon. And then, okay, I'll just Jenga right out of here. Or did you come to connect with Jesus Christ? These altars are open. I preach to you today. Why don't you come right now? These altars are open. Why don't you come connect to Him? Why don't you come ask Jesus Christ to accept all your sin? Why don't you come and ask Him to accept all your failure? Why don't you, maybe when we talked about soul winning and reaching and connecting with others, maybe you ask God to help you in that area. Maybe you start praying for some other people. Maybe you've not been very accepting of others. Maybe you've been kind of hateful of others. Maybe you've been judgmental. Let go of those things. Why don't you start praying for those people today? Redemption Church, come on, let's talk to Him. Lord Jesus, we love You. Lord, we're so thankful that You are the living stone. And also, we are living stones, God. And You've called us, and we are fitly joined together in You, Lord. We're so thankful for it. Lord, I pray, Lord, that everyone in this house would feel connected, that they would not go out of this place depressed, but they would have given that depression to You. Lord, that they wouldn't leave this place sick, that they had given that sickness to You, that they wouldn't leave this place with fear or anger or pride or greed, that they gave it all to You. Let us connect to You, living stone, in the name of Jesus. If you want special prayer in this place, you come in the first 2 feet. We're going to connect together.
For more information about Redemption, look us up online at redemption-church.com. We want to hear from you, so be sure to connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or even our anonymous question text line at 214-856-0550. Thank you for joining us, and have a blessed day.